Yo, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. It is 10:20 a.m. Oh, fuck me. Okay, let's get to it. I got a tweet to read. This is a good one. Not me arguing with people. Nicholas, who's got a long Twitter with a bunch of numbers at the end of it, but I'm going to say, Nicholas tweeted at me, at Chris Laker, LA Laker fan. Was looking for podcast, accidentally clicked Overslept with Chris Laker. Happy mistake. That shit's funny. Thank you, Nicholas. I don't know if that means Nicholas is now a listener. I could try to work in some LA Lakers content into the show. I don't know much about the team. I've only ever liked the Knicks, and they're terrible, so I don't pay attention to basketball. That's it. But I always actually kind of resent the Lakers a little bit as a team because, you know, of course, with my name, I get the thing a lot where people assume that I'm a fan of that team because it's my last name, which would be the worst reason to like a team. Liking a team, my dad didn't like the team. You know, he liked the. That's the thing. That's like a religion thing to me. The sports team. There's no logic to it other than where you live. That's first. If it's where you live, makes total sense. Some people don't have, you know, grow up without a sports team where they live, or they grow up liking some of the sports, whatever. So, but you from when you're a child, you get that sports team, and you take it the rest of your life. I don't care if you're, I don't really, not actively giving a shit, but about any sports teams. But I still, people like, what's your team? Giants, Knicks, and the Yankees. That's it. No matter what. I'm not going to change. If I move, I don't change. Some people change it when they move. Jesus. But also, who cares? It's arbitrary bullshit. But the thing about the Lakers, people be like, oh, you a Lakers fan? That would be like just such a, like... It just sounds so kind of lame to me to be like, yeah, my name, it's like the thing. And so I remember when I was in high school, and my brother was a couple years old, maybe he was in college. He got an LA Lakers t-shirt, and I just thought it was the douchiest thing he could ever do. What a douche move. And it... Because he didn't like the team. It was just like, hey, look, my name, the team, just fucking dumb. But I've had people assume I was from Los Angeles. Because I remember I was telling this guy, it's like a work thing. I'm like on the phone with the guy in L.A. And he's like, oh, you must be from L.A. I'm like, yes, the Los Angeles Lakers all had sex with my mother, and now, I moved to New York to get away from these overbearing fathers, you know, being a whole basketball team. People make weird logical jumps in their head and say things. I guess I should, you know, I'm working on my anger. Not that made me angry, but in general, working on my anger. Because it's, I've been working on it for fucking ever. Years and years and years. And but then I stop. I'll go through periods and then I'll stop and then just enjoy it again. Just, you know, it's like with me, like with food. Like I'll work on it. Like right now I'm working on it, but then sometimes I just say fuck it, and I get fat and I'm like working on my anger, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna enjoy my anger. I'm just gonna enjoy food and then get angry at something. What a day. That's just like a me day. But it's bad. It's all bad. It's Monday. Fuck. Gotta do shit today. I got stuff to do. Get this. Any of you people in Cincinnati? Because I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday. Go Bananas. Go Bananas Comedy Club. I will be there with Mike Birbiglia. It's quite possible all those shows are sold out. But maybe not. I don't know. I don't have the information in front of me. I didn't sell them out. Mike Birbiglia did. But yeah. You should, if you do go, you know, let me know, email me or whatever. Chris at ChrisLaker.com or tweet at me at ChrisLaker. And, you know, say hi. I'd like to meet people. So that's pretty cool. We'll have some road shows. Look at that. Friday, Saturday. I don't know what's going on. I might, you know, we'll have some road shows. So, Saturday and Sunday, I guess, will be from Cincinnati, from an Airbnb. Not even in a hotel. I'm staying in an Airbnb house. Should be pretty sweet. Never been to Cincinnati. I hear they have great chili. And so that'll be cool. And I had all sorts of thoughts. So I try not to think too much about what I'm going to talk about, but, you know, inevitably, throughout the day, my brain goes to this show, and I'm like, what am I going to talk? I got to have something to talk about tomorrow, you know. And then I'll try to come up with a couple of things. But, you know, last night I did a show where I yelled at the audience, but that's not too unusual. And then, you know what, they didn't laugh at a joke, and it made me mad. Which really, I was just frustrated. They were good people. And, anything? Nothing, man. Nothing of note to that. And I watched TV. You know. No, I didn't watch TV. I watched HBO. I was supposed to have a guest on. Shit. I keep forgetting that. I told Nick Maritato I'd have him on today. And now I'm not doing it. And I don't know that I can get him on in time now. Let me see. Let me text him. That would be cool. Where is he? Okay, let's see. Hey, can you talk now to be on my podcast? ? See if he is awake. I think he sleeps in quite a bit too. But this is kind of like the borderline between feeling like you really are a piece of shit and being like, 10:30. That's not too bad. Okay, we're going to get Nick on the line. All right, this is good. Comedian Nick Maritato on the phone. Hi, Nick.
Hey, buddy, how are you? Hey,
I'm okay. You, what are you doing?
I'm at a Dunkin' Donuts in Bushwick right now editing a podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, I just, you know, I'm trying to have guests on this show, and it's just me holding up the, because I'm in bed, and then, so I'm just holding the phone up to the microphone. So you, what time did you get up today?
I got up today around 9 o'clock, and I have to move my car some days, so there's a parking lot by the Dunkin' Donuts in my neighborhood, so I just go here as kind of like my pseudo double park, if you will, classic New York double park for the hour and a half. And I usually edit something, a podcast, and then at 12:30 I quickly drive back and park in front of my apartment. So I actually got here extra early because I have extra work to do. Yeah, that's my exciting life. I'm in a Dunkin' Donuts.
Sweet. I love Dunkin' Donuts. And what's the podcast?
Junk Food. As a matter of fact, the wonderful Chris Laker has been a guest on Junk Food.
I have.
His episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I think we talked about, this is how ridiculous our lives are. I think we talked about podcasts. Something on my podcast.
I know, because that was my thing, was that I like to listen. I like to listen to tech podcasts, but that's all been overtaken by all this crazy political podcast listening. But and then and eat coffee cake. I was on a big coffee cake kick at the time. I was very large at that time, eating walking around eating Drake's coffee cake.
Drake's
or Tasty Cake or Hostess, anybody. Little Debbie makes a good coffee cake. They're all good.
Yeah, I like Drake's, even though they may not even sell that anymore. You know, I think Drake's might have gone out of business.
No, I think Drake's still
my coffee cake.
Yeah, I've eaten some Drake's. Not that I don't, unless they went under like in the past couple of years. But I eat Drake's.
I think so. Remember the Little Debbie controversy of 2014 when that went out of business and the world cried and then somebody brought it back?
As Hostess. As Hostess. Little Debbie ain't going.
Yeah,
Little Debbie ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
Little Debbie is the shit. Little Debbie fucking.
She's got it on lock.
Little Debbie's so much better than fucking Hostess anyway. And it's all a quarter.
Right. It is.
Yeah.
That is a key element to disgusting snack foods. Them being literally a quarter.
All right, man. I don't like to. I'll let you get back to your podcast editing.
Hey, Chris, before you let me go, I just want to say I tuned into a few episodes of this show, this particular show, and I enjoy it. I think you're doing a great service for people out there who constantly need new and fresh content. You are the future, you are the internet. And I just want to thank you, man.
Well, thank you. I agree. No, I think this show's terrible, but
No, I've listened to more than one episode, so there you go.
That's great. That's a great compliment. Well, thank you very much, Nick.
I mean, we don't go around listening to our friends' podcasts all the time.
No. You couldn't. It'd take all day.
Yes. So I've gone out of my way and listened to yours, and I enjoyed listening to it. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Well,
I
want
to say what up to Kevin.
What up to Kevin? Yeah, all right, cool. All right, man. Thanks, Nick.
Right.
I'll see you.
Right.
There we go. That was fun. I'm going to have more guests. That was a good time. I'm glad that Nick enjoys the show. He's funny, man. He's a funny dude. I enjoy his comedy. You should check him out. Nick Maritato, however you want to check him out. He's not on Twitter. It's just Instagram. He's heavy Instagram, and I don't know his Instagram. Maybe I'll try to look it up while I keep... Kevin, how you like that, Kevin? Getting a shout-out from a guest. Now I got to make good on my Mortimer Panda promise and get him on. But I think I'm going to try to... I don't know. We'll do a Skype thing with people that can call in, and we're going to have listener calls, I think. What's Nick Maritato? It's just Nick Maritato, one word. NickMaritato. Just in case you might not know how to spell Nick Maritato. So hit him up on the Insta. He's got a great Instagram. My Instagram is fucking nothing. I'm always on Twitter, and I don't even tweet that much. And all my tweets are it's a lot of anti-Trump stuff. So if you are pro-Trump, follow me and mute me. Follow me because you like me. We disagree on this thing. And, I don't think that should hold you back from following me. And then once Trump's not president anymore, then you can unmute me and we'll be friends. We could still be friends. You could sign up on chrislaker.com to be my friend. And you'll come to the first, when I headline Madison Square Garden, you'll have a whole thing. You get front row ticket. You'll get flown to New York City, put up in a hotel, the whole thing. I don't care where you live. I'll take care of it. For now, I'm not going to do this forever, but you know, this sign up is going to, pretty soon it's going to just be only tickets. But you know, there's people from Rob from Brighton's on that list. I saw you on there, Rob. You're going to get flown in from jolly old England to New York City. It's going to be a moderately priced hotel. I'm not going to lie. I just can't lose money on the first time I headline Madison Square Garden. If it's a wash, I'll take it. If I get a headline Madison Square Garden, it doesn't cost me any money. Like, all the money I make, it goes into me making good on this promise. I'll say, that's all right. You know, and then I'll go do another night at Madison Square Garden to make a fucking bunch of money and spend it on, I don't know what I would spend it on. I don't like cars. Clothes are fine, but I don't know if, even if I'm rich, I'm probably, I don't know if I'm going to have rich guy clothes. I was hanging out with some rich people, and their clothes, they're really nice. I mean, they're beautiful. You know, you could tell, like, when someone's got, like, a fucking $300 t-shirt on, as opposed to, like, my Massimo. You can tell a big difference. But it's like a statement they're making with the clothes. I don't know. I find it very aggressive. Not a fan. But then sometimes I get like a nice shirt, like as a present. I don't buy it. But say, Jacqueline got me this really nice shirt for my last birthday. Like pink. You know, pink is a fancy brand. I put that on. I feel really good. But then I'm wearing Old Navy jeans, so I kind of feel like people know it's a present. You know, they're like, that's not, he didn't buy that shirt. He's Old Navy jeans. Because he can tell. I mean, they look all right to me, but then you see someone with nice clothes, you're like, I don't like that. I don't know. So I don't think I'm going to spend it on clothes. I'll probably go somewhere. Where would I go? I'd like to see pyramids and shit, but that part of the world sounds like it's fucking, I don't know. Maybe I'll go see pyramids. That's what I'll do with the second night money. I'll go see some pyramids, and then I'll go, I'll spread it around a little bit, you know, throw a little money around to friends and family, try to be a big shot. I can't wait till that, that one Christmas where I give everybody iPads and I'm a fucking hero. And then they all, and I shit on all their presents. Well, we're really down to the end here. So, I think we're pretty good. I don't think I need, you know, it's, I can't think of anything else to talk about. But go to overslept.com, do all, whatever. Go. I wouldn't mind a few more iTunes reviews. That would be great. If you could tell a, I don't, I guess it's kind of hard to tell a friend about this show. How do you explain it? But you know, try to sell it to them somehow. Say, you know, it's kind of, it's, yeah, no, it, I know it doesn't sound like it's good. He, the host, doesn't really think the show's that good, but I like it, and maybe you would want to, I don't, maybe tell a friend about it. I find some of the, I get embarrassed of the stuff I listen. Not embarrassed like that. That is bad. I don't know. I have an aversion to sharing podcasts with friends. I feel weird about what, because it's such a personal thing. You know, it's like you're isolated. You have headphones on, and it's like you feel like this is. But then. But you got to break out of it. I'll share a podcast that I like with people today if you do that. Does that make sense? I don't know. You don't have to. Don't bother. You don't have to do the iTunes review today. Don't do anything today. Nothing for me. Do something for you. And then I'll ask you to do something for me later, probably tomorrow. Probably, not necessarily, but down the road. And I'll ask you to do it a bunch of times. All right. It's Monday. I got to go get to work here. I got shit to do. I got a big time show business conference call, and I got to get some coffee in me and all that shit. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.